Good morning. The scripture lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work powerful deeds? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. This is the word of the Lord.
Claire, I'm sorry for making you read all of that. That was a big old hunk right there. And to be honest, as I was writing the sermon, I was like, I don't need like half of this. I probably could have shortened that. I wanted to do everything with this passage. It means so much. But before we delve into that, please pray with me. Gracious God, as we turn to your word for us, may the Spirit of God rest upon us. Help us to be steadfast in our hearing, in our speaking, in our believing, and in our living. Amen. Like I said, there's so much in this passage, and I wanted to do it all. And I wanted you to hear it all. And then I remembered I will have plenty of other opportunities to preach. But I think what stood out to me most through here is Paul talking about our bodies and how our bodies are just like these simply amazing gifts from God. We've got 206 bones, 639 muscles, 6 pounds of skin. Some of us have more than others. We've got ligaments, cartilage, fat, veins, arteries, blood, so much more. And there are various organs that work together to create systems and units. They do like they all work together to create the respiratory or digestive, lymphatic, nervous, and immune systems. It's just like every part of the body has this, these very specialized jobs that they have to do. And like every single time that we walk or talk or breathe, hear a sound, take a step, there are hundreds of different parts of our bodies that work together to create a seamless movement. And we've been gifted with one of the most complex systems on earth. God knew exactly what we needed, not just to live, but to live well. Paul uses the body and its parts as a metaphor for the church and the people within the church. And he calls the church one body with many members. And this was actually a pretty common metaphor in the Greco-Roman times. But normally when like the Corinthians heard it, when they heard like one body, many members, it was usually used in a way to reinforce hierarchy, to reinforce the emperor as the head, the brain. And that, you know, they made all of the brain, made all of the decisions, and, you know, so they were the most important, and then all of the rest of us, you know, we just kind of go along and just do everything to sustain daily living. And, you know, like, that sort of mindset is actually still with us today. Like, we seem to think that it's appropriate to pay a CEO 350 times more than the average worker in any given company. But Paul reminds us that the church is different. Paul turns this metaphor upside down. He makes the claim for unity. We're one body. But still recognizes the differences and the individuality of the individual members of the church. Many parts. So you see, Paul is writing to the Corinthians because he's heard about some disturbances within the church. They're divided over spiritual gifts. Like they're trying to rank the gifts that God has given the people, and they want to know which ones to prioritize and who's better than the other, who's more important. But the church is the body of Christ. When we're baptized, we become changed. We are joined into the body of Christ. We're no longer solitary individuals. We become a part of the universal church. We become a part of the universal Christian community. Because Christ is the church, and we are part of Christ's body, we are the church. People are the church. So just as God animated each of us into life, the Holy Spirit provides each of us gifts that deliver breath into the church. We've each been called to be a part of the body of the church. And within that call, we're asked to contribute our special and distinctive gifts towards the well-being of the whole body. So because we've been granted life, because we've been given special skills and talents, we are asked to gift ourselves back to the church. And this is actually a huge part of what it means when we talk about stewardship. It's not just about money. It's an important aspect. But stewardship is also about gifting of ourselves. Paul hears some of the people underestimating their own importance. People saying, I'm just a foot. I'm not a hand, so I don't really have anything to offer here. I've heard some of that from you, too. That maybe you don't think that your gifts are important. Or maybe you don't think that you have any gifts at all. But Paul assures the Corinthians, and I am here to assure you, every single one of us has been given gifts. The housebound, elderly, babies, people with disabilities, every single person has the essential gifts to that can contribute to the well-being of the body. You are just as valuable and gifted as the hard workers you see and the generous financial givers. Maybe even more so. Paul also addresses the other end of the spectrum. Those people who think that they are more important. They're the more important parts of the body, and they don't really need those lesser parts of the body, or those with the lesser gifts. I don't really hear that from you very much, so we're just gonna sort of gloss over it. But, you know, Paul reiterates that if one member suffers, we all suffer. If one member is honored, we're all honored. And this reminds me of how all of our different organs work together to maintain our bodies. And I thought I was thinking about the thyroid gland. It's a really small gland right here. In the front of your neck, and it's something that I never really gave a whole lot of thought to. That is, until I had a lot of issues with metabolism, fatigue, digestion, temperature regulation, concentration, even my skin was affected. That funky little butterfly-shaped gland kept getting calls from my pituitary gland more and more frequently. And the pituitary gland was saying, like, hey, get out here, like, spread your stuff. I need it. And the thyroid, my thyroid decided it just didn't want to answer anymore. It was being overworked and underappreciated, so it just said, forget it. And my whole body went out of whack. I couldn't function because of this ridiculously small, non-visible gland. Thankfully, we have people in the world who are gifted with curiosity and science, who then gift of themselves to help people like me. Eventually, doctors took my concerns seriously and ran blood tests and prescribed medications. I also have to remember to honor that one small member so that all of my parts of my body can work in tandem. What I'm saying here is that each and every single one of you is an indispensable part of this community. Each and every one of you has indispensable gifts and talents bestowed on you that the Spirit wants you to use. The hard part about this is that we're not always good about noticing our own gifts. we don't think that our gift is important, or maybe we just try to be modest about it so we don't use them. But your talents and acts of service are so incredibly important to the functioning of this church and serving the community. No one's been given all of the gifts. I surely haven't. I can't do everything. In fact, I don't want to do everything. I am not Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. You are. God brought you here. God brought you in here with your talents and your gifts to be a part of the body. I don't think that it's a coincidence that stewardship season in the church coincides with nominations for church officers. And as we prepare for the upcoming year, we're not only trying to determine how we're doing financially and prepare for that, but we also want to understand what gifts and talents can help the body work at its best. You may have already been contacted by the nominating committee to serve as a deacon, an elder, participate in another type of service. There are other events and things coming up this year. I truly encourage you to prayerfully consider your response. And know that your name has come up after group and individual prayers of the committee. Your gifts and your talents have been seen. Maybe you can't spare ongoing regular service on a board or a committee, and that's okay. Maybe you have time once in a while. Or maybe you even just have ideas on how your talents can be used to lift up the body. Share those with us. I can't promise that they're all gonna, you know, come to fruition, but man, I love the dreaming. I love the ideas. Each and every single one of you is such a vital part of this body, of this congregation. And we really must remember that gifting of ourselves is just as important as gifting of our material wealth. Thanks be to God. Amen.